name is Jacob Cohen. Talking because Ben asked me to talk, and you know, I don't really know what else to say, but go Predators, down with the Blackhawks.
Hi, yeah, I'm Robin Tabor. I've been at Emmaus for a little over a year. Came a little bit with my children before that, but officially covenant members for just a couple of months.
So my name is Anna. I have been a member of Emmaus since like this year, in the beginning of this year. And I came to United States last year. I got married here. So now you are my family now.
I think that one of the things that's really changed my perspective or the way that I experience the Christmas season is just realizing that God has been so really gracious to me in teaching me to let go of what I thought Christmas should be or my own expectations of making Christmas special and merry and magical.
Yeah, so you know, being in a Jewish household, we did Hanukkah, but we didn't do one gift a night, like it's more traditional, I guess, mainly because we did like a family get-together Christmas thing, which I know a lot of, you know, Jews, especially here in the South, still do. But it was more of an emphasis on getting together with the family, having a meal together, giving gifts, stuff like that. So we would do my dad's side of the family on Christmas Eve, and then it'd be the immediate nuclear family, my brothers and my parents. And then later on Christmas Day, my mom's side would come over and we'd spend some time with my cousin and stuff like that. But yeah, you know, very, very secularized, more materialistic, more just about family.
So in 2010, I was in Argentina studying in the university. And for the summer, I decided to go with a group of people to celebrate a different Christmas in Mozambique, Africa. Why there? Because my parents were serving as missionaries. So I went for 3 months to help and celebrate the holidays with them. The country and the people were beautiful. We were in a small village, far from the city. I tried new food. I saw things that I've never seen before. The landscape was amazing. So I was wondering about Christmas. How do they celebrate? Am I going to see fireworks, music, something about Jesus, traditional food?
I didn't grow up celebrating Jesus' birth at Christmas, which seems kind of strange to many. But even though I was a Christian and a believer at an early age, our church just did not focus on that. So it was really easy for me to become overwhelmed and caught up in the details of a secular season and just pulling my focus away from Christ. I would try really hard to make the magic happen. And that was my focus.
In my mind, I had my family way to celebrate Christmas. December 24 came around, and it was a common day. No lights, no decoration, no nativities. So I asked about it, and they told me that they don't celebrate Christmas. They celebrate what they call Family Day instead. And also, they didn't know about the real meaning of Christmas, that is Jesus.
Having that inseparable union with Christ, him coming down in the form of man, being a literal baby coming out of a virgin's womb and experiencing what I've experienced, enduring everything that I endure, every temptation, every trial, and then taking my place on that cross, like that took on such significant meaning, such significant purpose for the Christmas moment.
This was a shock for me. It was my first time hearing about people that don't celebrate Christmas and don't know anything about how it is related with Jesus. That night, we invited some friends from the community to share with us that special moment and reflect on Jesus. There were songs, music, lights, and the gospel. Everybody was happy. We even had a birthday cake celebrating Jesus. That Christmas was very special and made me think about the groups of people in remote countries that they don't know about our Savior.
But one year, under the direction of my really sweet husband, my kids were early teenagers, and we decided we would spend Christmas Eve morning at an extended stay hotel, serving people there that might have some needs during the Christmas season. And we were going to take gifts, we were going to take food, we were going to go in, we were going to visit with them. And to be perfectly honest, I was really uncomfortable with that, felt very awkward, and not to mention, I'm really busy, and so this is crunch time, and I don't have a lot of extra time on the morning of Christmas Eve to go do anything other than what I'm trying to do to make Christmas happen. So I didn't have a great attitude. I really was not very nice about it at all, and I think that bled over into my teenagers' attitudes. And so here we go, our family off to serve the Lord with really stinky attitudes.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I want to see all of my family come to faith and recognize the significance of the Christmas moment. But there is, you know, there's currently that tension that my family does not know just how significant that moment is. Navigating that season is unique because I get to celebrate it with my church family. And I get to enjoy all of the significance behind it with them. I wholly believe that that moment when I'm sitting with the body, I'm singing with the body, I'm praying with the body, the candles are being lit, all that stuff. There's a real grace that is being received by my heart that enables me to rest in the fact that A, I'm not responsible for my family's salvation. And as much as I can share the gospel in this moment and share some of the significance of this moment with them, it's not up to me to save them. I have my blood family, and they're awesome. I love them to death. The relationships have grown significantly. But they're not, like, I'm only tied to them by blood. And that part in the gospel where Jesus' family come to the synagogue while he's teaching and he's like, well, who are my brothers, who are my mothers? Are they not these that are around me? Like pointing to the greater significance of having that familial bond, that familial union in Christ with the other body of believers.
My second story is here in Georgia. In 2019, I was studying English in a mission organization, and we needed to have hours of practice with local people. So we were going to different events or places and try to have conversations. One day, we decided to go to an Indian mall. I'd never been in an Indian mall, so again, everything was new. One store caught my attention because it had a lot of gods. So I decided to enter and talk with someone. A young Indian woman was there selling the statues, and we had a short conversation about the different gods and their protection and meaning. Because we were very close to Christmas, I asked her if she knew about it, and she told me, no, what is that? And I told her, it's a celebration about Jesus' birth. Do you know about him? And she said, no, who is he? My mind was in shock again. I never expected that question from someone living in the United States. I thought it was my English or she didn't understand me. So I asked again and she responded negatively. My heart started to beat faster and I was like trying to explain super quick the meaning of Christmas. But other people were in the store and they were waiting on her. So I just asked her, would you like to know more about him? And she said, very polite, no, thank you. Maybe I will search later.
But everything about that morning changed for me. As we watched their faces, as we knocked on the doors, as we listened to their stories, I began to realize just how petty and ridiculous all of my details were. We listened to their heartbreaking stories and why they were there living in the hotel. And we were able to tell them about Jesus and talk about the celebration of his birth. At that point, we had come to celebrate it ourselves at Christmas. And so we were able to share what he'd done in our lives. While they needed the food and they were so happy to have those gifts, there was nothing that we could bring that morning that was more important than Jesus. And my stress and my worry just began to vanish. My eyes had been opened to something that was just far more important than what I was planning for the day. So we continued to go to that hotel every Christmas Eve morning for many years to come, and it became the best thing that we did as a family. It became my favorite tradition of the holidays.
Having that familial bond, that familial union in Christ with the other body of believers, that significance of having that family dynamic with the church gives me greater rest and greater strength and energy to then turn around and go and enjoy the family that I have by blood with every ounce that I have without any sense of striving to preach enough, to love them enough, to do enough for them that they might see Christ. And so I can go and I can give gifts with to my brothers and to my parents and the rest of my family. I can go and sit around a table with them and enjoy a meal and not feel like, oh, if I don't share the gospel tonight, you know, I'm not a good enough Christian. They see the difference. Last year, I played on the worship band during the Christmas Eve service. And that was the first time I played in the band for the Christmas Eve service. And it was exhausting. Like, just exhausting. But getting to look out, seeing the dimly lit faces, because the candles are the only things really lighting them up. Like, there's one person in particular that I'm thinking of who, whenever the blood is brought up, the cross is brought up, the man just turns into a puddle of tears. And so, like, getting to look and see his face as I'm playing and watch the tears flow down his cheeks, like, it's one of the things that fills me up with the most joy. You know, watching, like, Jared Beck worship. I don't know if you've probably seen this before, but like watching him when he's not on stage, if he's like in the back, watching him like pump his fists up in the air, like just worship with all of his being, those kind of things, like on Christmas Eve services, those things are the things that I remember the most.
That conversation stayed in my mind and made me think that being in a rich country with a lot of churches around me doesn't mean that everybody heard and knows about Jesus and what does his birth mean for humanity. So, two different people, two different cultures, one country with a small percentage of Christians, the other with a high percentage of Christians. Family, we can't miss the opportunity to share about our Savior, our King, during these holidays. He is the hope for the nations. His birth represents the grace and compassion from our Father God. What a privilege! Let's challenge ourselves. Let's tell others about what He has done in our life.
I wish that I could tell you that I never have that problem, that I never fall back into the trap of worrying about the details and making sure that all is perfect at Christmas and that my family is having just a wonderful, wonderful season. But I have to pray constantly for God to keep my focus on Him in the holiday season. I have to pray that every day, honestly, that nothing gets in my way of the focus. I have to ask Him to remind me that no food, no gifts, not even a listening ear for those people was more important than that gift. I want to remember that myself. No matter how wonderful the Christmas season is with all the things that make it so special, there's only one gift that really matters. It's a gift I'm grateful for, my Savior and for my salvation. So this year, as I prepare my heart for the celebration of His birth and all that that means to me, I'm going to take a deep breath and let go of those things that try to fill my brain and steal my joy and take my focus off Jesus. And I'm going to give thanks for that gift above, the gift above all other gifts. And hopefully in that moment, I'm going to remember that everything else pales in comparison to that gift. So I hope everyone has a wonderful Christmas with the ones that you love, not because of all your efforts to make it a perfect season, but because He is perfect and He's good and He's glorious and He's loving. Merry Christmas.